Is faith just a leap in the dark? It depends on the kind of faith we are talking about. Some people say you need to just believe and good things will happen. For me, that is not satisfactory. I want reasons to believe. We'll talk about it.
There's a tendency for us to become overwhelmed by the culture we live in. It's natural for us to want to fit in and be liked. The danger comes when fitting in causes us to compromise our biblical beliefs in favor of the ways of our culture. In today's program, Dave Gorduc, pastor of spiritual life at Hope Sound Bible Church, will teach us in Faith by the Book how standing for godliness will, at some point, contrast with the culture we live in. Let's listen to Dave as he teaches us how to make choices to follow true biblical principles.
Are there good reasons to believe in Jesus Christ? For me, there are four major reasons that I believe give us a basis for believing in Jesus. First, there are observational reasons. The writer of the Bible named John speaks of that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon. He talks about the senses. He talks about hearing, seeing, and looking on. My reasons for believing in Jesus is I've noticed something by just watching Christians. Believers are not violent or hate-filled people. They really do reflect Jesus' character. Another thing I see is that the claims of the Bible work. People who have a significant experience with Jesus are changed, and the change is for the better. They become loving people, new life people. One person that I knew as I was growing up that convinced me, not by any argument he made, but by his life, was a man named Roy. Roy used to be a really hard-nosed fighter, worked in a brickyard, and his home was anything but happy. But when I met Roy, he was a totally changed man. He was kind and gentle, and I always saw him the character of Christ. I've heard many testimonies of God answering prayer, how things were changed because of prayer. I've seen that. Another thing I've noticed is anti-Christians are too unreasonable for the clash of beliefs to be merely intellectual. If you go to their websites, there is anger, blasphemy, filthy, demeaning words. On the other hand, if you go to Christian websites, you don't see those same kind of things. I've also seen that the Bible describes the condition of man and the world correctly. It is a reflection of reality. Man without God is profane, and his actions show it. Man with God changes and is on a completely different path. I had a friend named John who came to Christ, but he began waffling, and he said this to me. He said, "I notice when I begin to have questions about my belief, my morals start turning." There is a relationship between the way a man lives and what he believes. Now, those are some observational reasons that helped me to come to faith in Christ. But I believe beyond observational reasons are intellectual reasons. One wag said, "Faith is believing what you know ain't so." Well, that's not true. The Bible says, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord." The Lord says that we can bring our reason to faith. One thing that you can look at is the Bible. It's an incredible book. One thing about the Bible that it makes it set apart from all others is it is a book that's filled with prophecies of things that will happen. You can go and find the dates that things were written back in hundreds of years before the coming of Christ and how they were incredibly fulfilled. D. James Kennedy, in his book, Why I Believe, says this: "In the Old Testament alone, there are 2,000 predictive prophecies, not just a few lucky guesses." He goes on to say, "In all the writings of Buddha, Confucius, Lao Tse, you will not find a single example of predicted prophecy. In the Quran, the writings of Muhammad, there is one instance of a specific prophecy, a self-fulfilling prophecy, that he, Muhammad himself, would return to Mecca. That's quite different from the prophecy of Jesus, who said that he would return from the grave. One is easily fulfilled, and the other is impossible to any human being." For example, Douglas MacArthur whenever he was leading the American troops in the South Pacific during World War II, found himself needing to leave, but he turned to his men and said, "I shall return." And sure enough, Douglas MacArthur returned. But that kind of prophecy is different from the prophecies of Jesus, which told where he would be born, how he would live, how he would die. Those are significant things that Jesus could not have fulfilled on purpose had it not been a divinely inspired predictive prophecy. There's a third reason for belief, and that is what I call existential reasons. What are existential reasons? Those are experiential reasons. Those are things that we can see and sense from ourselves. And in the scriptures, there's a segment that speaks about that. It says, "Who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us." Now, what that's telling us is there are some experiential things that happen if God is really there. I know this about myself. I am made with incredible aspirations. Eternity is in my heart. It's similar to my father, who when he was a young boy went out one night and he looked up into the heavens and he thought to himself, "I wish I could live forever." We have those kind of aspirations. Another thing about myself is I know when I've done wrong and I want to do right. I have an inner sense that the commandments of God are right and violating them is wrong. It brings real guilt when I do wrong things, not just false guilt or guilt feelings. Another thing I know is that when people come into a relationship with Jesus, he can make them feel clean. There's a song that we sing. It says, "Jesus' blood can make the vilest sinner clean." And too many people have come to Christ with burden of guilt and found that guilt has been taken away when they confess their sins and acknowledge him as their Savior. I also know that temptation is real and that there is help during temptation. There's nowhere else to go but to Christ in temptation. It's like one of the disciples said when they were following Jesus, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." And he has the words to help us in time of temptation. Another existential reason is that I've had an experience myself where I've called on God and he's come into my life. You can't explain those kind of things, but internally you sense. No one knows what goes on in a man except the spirit of man in him. And yet, existentially, we have this sense that God is there and that God wants to deal with us. And then finally, there's relational reasons for believing in Christ. John further writes, "Hereby know we that we live in him and he in us, because he has given us his spirit." And there's something about the Spirit of God that's been given to us that brings us into a relationship with Jesus. Faith leads to a relationship with Jesus Christ, not just a religion. Jesus is an incredible person. He fulfilled prophecies. He lived an amazing life. He died an amazing death. He demonstrated an incredible resurrection. And he is awesomely attractive. And he won my heart one day when I found I was unworthy. And yet he came and he showed me that if I would commit my life to him, I could find eternal life and peace with God. And when I asked him exactly what the Bible says, Jesus said, "I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him." When we invite Jesus, he does amazing things. C.S. Lewis said he came to Christ kicking and screaming. But interestingly enough, when he did come to Christ, something happened, and his autobiography is entitled Surprised by Joy. And the joy of Christ comes even when we're not expecting it. Relational reasons. Yes, there are good reasons for believing in Jesus.
We pray that God has blessed you as you've listened to today's message and hope that you'll come back and listen again on this same station. This program has been a production of Live Hope and Sound Broadcasting.